Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
I'm Ikurok Poonflay,
level 4 Bloodhunter Half-Orc.
Caleb.
My birth name is Caleb. The name I've adopted is Kaito Atata. I am the Warforged Barbarian, level 4.
Tomo.
Tomo, I'm playing Steve Tehiman.
I'm a level 4 Human Ranger.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, Half-Elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 4.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizzlik.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Did we see if these like assailants came from a specific boat when they came after us?
This one right here.
Beleg, hold on to this.
And I just start like shoveling the gold towards him, or the silver and copper.
Sounds good. Beleg is all right with that.
As I walk by, Steve and Beleg's going the other way, I'm going to kind of murmur to them, I'm probably not the one you guys want me going out here to deal with this crowd over here.
That's not my game either, if we need to talk.
We don't have a mouth. So,
I'm not good with people.
Even our animal is like a ferocious wild animal.
Beleg, the whole fight, and still now, you're a nondescript sort of middle to lower class human, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. And you're still that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Steve's going to hop in the boat, take his lantern, spread oil all over. Possibly, if he's got a second to find anything else that could potentially be flammable, light it on fire, basically just like hop out of the boat, chewing like a piece of jerky, and then cut the rope, push it off, and just keep walking.
I'm not seeing it. I'm just focused on Gurm and...
Like, all right, cool. That works.
Yeah.
Do we go to Dorophil?
I want to follow this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to follow the guy first? All right.
Let's cut these loose ends. Also, I want to...
Can Gurm walk?
All right. Do we go to the dude right now, then? On the way to Dorophil?
Yeah, we going? Tollbridge?
Yeah.
Is Mickey okay on his own? Should we...
I'll throw him on my back. I can carry him.
I think we drop off Gurm and then kind of do what we do.
Drop off Gurm and then go back?
That's a top-notch idea, Rook.
All right.
I think if you want to run back solo and pick that stuff up, that's all good. And meet us at Dorophil. But
I got permission from one person. That's all that counts.
You go, and you are back, dashing towards the South Docks District and that canal where Steve said there must have been discarded armor. You three plus two, right? So the three in the party and Gurm and the Badger. So you guys are, traveling where?
Towards the safe house.
Got it.
Okay.
And you will pass by the quartermaster's barracks. As you do, there are these formidable buildings that look like a miniature army training ground. And the wizard and spear, I mean, Steve, you look up at this and you see, what is the emblem we see here outside of the wizard and spear? It's familiar to you because although you never made it there, this is where you were told to go the very last time to pull.
Well,
is that
this
the bow?
Is a place of a rough style tavern, I would say the iconography is a wizard with a spear like sticking out of his chest, like just javelined.
Nice. So
not a gnome that's been just javelin.
There's a sign as you pass with a wizard in a cloak and a hat, clearly impaled in a relief, a really nicely done metal sign. And indeed, the Wizard and Spear looks like, a super old establishment, but it is no tavern or bar.
Okay.
Sounds happening.
It is in the market ward here, and among the other shops, it's a purveyor. As you guys pass by, you look in the windows, and it's clearly a purveyor of magical armor, weapons, and items.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
As you pass by, your gaze, you guys are all rubbernecking. But right now, you are dashing along towards the merchant's gate to drop off injured Gurm riding on your back there, Kaitoa?
Yeah.
All right.
Gurm, you can walk the rest of the way, right?
No, should we just drop him off while he rests? We'll just be like, dude, we gotta go to that shop. But Bellig's my coin purse, and he's not here right now. I can't buy shit without him.
What can we have for these covers?
that Bellig would be going, he's done his little side quest, he'll be going to...
Yeah.
Like, meet you guys where Steve said that the safe house. I don't think I'd go to the safe house. I think I'd go to where the guy Stolas was following was at, expecting you guys to go back after the safe house.
Oh.
Well, I don't think, that much information is being garnered.
Yeah, I don't think you know where that is.
Okay, you haven't told us about that yet?
Bellig, you would totally know the directions and all the same information that everybody is. Of course, you don't know exactly where, but you were present for hearing all the landmarks. Quartermaster's Barracks is the neighbor of the Wizard and Spear. Market Ward, out the Merchant's Gate, Southwall District, a little safe shack, and he also called it a little one apartment deal. So you've heard all that. I mean, you can probably assume you'll have to probably talk to some people, but you can get back. And you, Bellig, let's cut to you quickly. And can somebody take charge of the multicolored party, the group icon, the group token? You guys should all be able to move it.
How far have we gone?
I think we are like great.
Yeah,
bingo.
Right,
thanks, guys. No, you're rubbernecking past the Wizard and Spear.
That's the Wizard and Spear there with the spear and the wand, right? So we're just past it.
You guys do see in the window something like a pamphlet? Who grabs a pamphlet as you rush by?
I will.
Okay, Rook, you grabbed a pamphlet. And you guys are now down just looking at the interior of the Merchant's Gate. These huge walls of pulp, probably 50, 60 feet high, where they approach the towers. You guys are going through here, and it's just beautifully decorated because, again, at this part of Polb, this is not the extremity. The southern river Polb here, boundaries Polb proper. So you guys go through the Merchant's Gate, no problem. And Mickey taps your shoulder to the right, Kaitoa, and then points into the first road.
The safe shack. Just a little bit longer, and we'll see Dorophil. Where'd Bellig go?
He doubled back for the some breastplate.
I must have blacked out when we made a turn back there in the square.
Albuquerque.
Well, Mickey, or well, Gurm, you've suffered massive blood loss. But by the way, here's your pipe. Take a toke.
And he's chewing on the pipe ferociously, Kaitoa. Nicely done. And so you guys are now here. You guys have gone through, and you're kind of dashing through this. Now, it's like a residential area. Clearly, like, dock workers and people really live in this residential Southwall district. The pamphlet there that you hurriedly picked up, yeah, has a list, so you guys can chew on that.
There's a couple cool items on this thing.
Okay.
There's some pretty sweet stuff here.
Ooh. Ooh.
As Beleg, you dash back through the path you already took, and you go through this staircase that leads down back to the canal. And can you roll a perception as you enter an alleyway?
I have yet to roll above 10 this tonight. Holy fuck.
Start rubbing them dice, buddy.
I know. That's a 7.
A 7.
Cold.
Yeah, so Beleg, you come up to a little scene here where the edges of the building end at this canal. Yeah, there's a whole lot of water all around the edge here. What'd you roll, a 7?
Yep.
Yeah, all a whole bunch of water.
And I recognize this as where Steve said the armor was probably dropped.
This is the logical place, not where you guys crossed, but where you've sort of followed the two waypoints from. You just rolled to see if you could see the armor. You didn't roll great, and instead you saw a big kind of pool of water leading up from the canal.
Could I do like an investigation check around there?
Yep, you can go up and peer to the edge and roll investigation.
That's 15. That's better.
Yeah, you peer over the edge and you see what looks to be a couple of discarded armor elements. You pick them up, and amongst yes. them is a breastplate and a pair of greaves and also a mean looking helm.
Awesome. Can I do, I guess, would it be investigation as well, just to see if there are any unique markings or anything on the, like, the armor in general?
It seems to have been painted black so Sweet. That, yeah, maybe it doesn't reflect, but nothing special about it other than that, hand-painted black.
Sweet. Well, I take it and I run to the safe house, where I think the safe house would be anyways. Yeah, so I've got the breastplate now, yep.
You've pocketed all this stuff, and you can really only go one way in your mind, back across the toll bridge tower, or you're going to be, like, swimming the River Polba.
Well, I'm going to go back across the toll bridge.
Okay. And as you approach the toll bridge, you got these four lanes. Which one are you going to?
The one that would be enter, not exit.
Okay, there's the out ones, but I mean the four in ones. Which one are you going to?
Oh, could I go to the same one we went through the first time?
Yes, exactly. So you catch this guy's eye, and quickly he puts his hand out and says, "Just saw you moments ago. You've paid.
Here's my stamp."
Yes, sir. Yeah, here's my stamp to the club.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there is no stamp. Name?
Sven Svensson.
Spence. Right. I did see you come through here. Onwards. And he lets you through.
All right. I follow the directions that I would have gotten down to the safe house.
Okay, logically, you take the main route here, one of the main routes through Polb, which is, yeah, by no means laid out on any grid. It's an older city, and although in the, you know, shanty towns and everything outside of it is even more, you know, segmented and tiny, it does have some kind of straight roads, but yeah, in Polb proper, you're just rolling along, and you roll past the quartermaster's barracks, wizard and spear, and before you know it, you are at the merchant's gate. Here, you're a little confounded, because here is where your directions sort of fail you. So, Beleg, we'll take your blue token here, and there you are.
All right.
And I'll make that one controlled by you. So until you rejoin the party, you're this little blue token.
Sweet. And I'm looking for a little one apartment deal.
Yeah, and main party. Gurm seems to be saying a couple of words.
The one with the ramp. With the ramp. See, one and two in, the ramp up the back.
That's...
close it? What?
No, let's head there. Let's head
take the ramp. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Let's head there, and should one of us stay out here to wait for Bellegg or go back to the main road so he knows where we are, or are we all going in?
I gotta take Grim in.
I can't stay.
I can. Steve can stay out.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys go on then. There is a building that instead of having only stairs has a ramp that kind of crisscrosses once back upon itself. And these are not great accommodations, but they are built very close and very well out of stone. I don't think any of you have been to the South Wall District before, but it's definitely a totally different atmosphere than you came from in the South Docks District, you know, where the crowds, and also apparent, like, total disregard for bloodshed on the docks. This appears to be in the middle of the day, a fairly quiet residential neighborhood. And Steve, you said you were just doubling back quickly to check like the main road where Bellegg would likely be.
Yeah, and more so than that, I'll use my concentration to find him.
Oh, so handy.
Brilliant.
We've got close enough bind after all we've been through that I probably have a feeling when I'm doing my like 5 mile thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my track humanoid app. I signed him on as one of my friends on my account. So
I'm in your Fab Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Our calls to him are charge free.
So you, your intuition doesn't lead you astray, Steve, and you pop out and see your traveling companion, who, although he's in this nondescript commoner garb, is also now carrying a bunch of armor discreetly, but off to his side. What you guys doing?
I'm setting Mickey down. I believe, like, me and Mickey are in this building now.
Made your way up the ramp then. Kaitoa carrying Gurm, Badger, too.
Yeah,
I'm following behind.
And Rook. Nice. So you guys are together. And then, yeah, just Steve and Bellegg, are you catching up, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're just going to hang out and wait.
And then motion for him to follow.
Okay, you guys have all caught up. And there is a abnormally sort of wide door here at the top of this ramp that doubles back on itself. Can everybody just roll a quick perception?
11.
I got a 3 plus something. It's like awful.
There we go. Because I rolled my dice off my table twice and didn't get to see it because I had to reach under my couch, I rolled a 6.
Yeah,
because I got the D&D god spoke.
I got a 9 plus 1, so 10. Heck, my rolls have been terrible.
Top roll!
Oh, my too, man.
Yeah, they've been awful, dude. Yeah.
It's great. You're using it on kind of city interaction, exploration. Hey, man, that's where you want him, kind of, maybe. I don't know. Nothing seems out of the ordinary other than, I mean, certainly whoever rolled highest noticed that this is sort of like a, not saloon door, but the barn door that opens half and half, you know, half high and the bottom 50% swings of its own accord.
Oh, the Dutch door?
There you go. Thank you.
It's a little Dutch actually, door action.
It's a pulb door.
A pulb door.
No, it's a match door. Yeah, match is known for this. It's a match door.
I like it.
And Dutch match.
Yeah.
I like
and
it.
I think known for their doors and their and their orange root vegetables.
Exactly. So Mickey / Gurm asks to be let down, Kaitoa, by way of falling off your shoulder and hitting the ground with a thud.
Okay. Well.
Well, he's dead again.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I am not the most gentle.
Welcome, friends and adventurers, to The Break. A huge congratulations to the two winners of Blackguard's Bundles that were awarded in May 2019 at the end of Season 1 of Dungeons & Blackguards. Cat Not Kit 13 and Dresden DM. We hope you very much enjoy your dice rolling tray from Lappy Mountain Tabletop, dice set from Green Leaf Geek, and that wonderful dice bag from Friendly Neighborhood Dungeon Mum, which also included a Being Kind is a Free Action sticker. Listeners, stay tuned for our next giveaway event. We are just getting started. The Dungeons & Blackguards crew began our campaign in January of 2018, recording our 3-hour sessions and then releasing them as 2 or 3 highly digestible 1-hour podcast episodes. Again, thank you so much for joining us on our player-driven, collaborative narrative adventure. We hope you continue to enjoy our story as it unfolds. And now we return to Season 2, Episode 6 of Dungeons and Blackguards.
Okay. Well,
he's dead again.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I am not the most gentle.
As you guys look, you see it's that gut wound. That gut wound is the problem. And there's that large patch of blood on his nice badger-lined fur coat that you see through the back. I mean, yeah, it's saturated. He's clearly not improved. We'll say you stabilized him. He's stabilized.
All right.
Right now he's not.
Are we looking for Dorophil now then?
Yeah. Okay.
Should we ask? I'm going to turn to Gurm and ask him, is Dorophil going to come to the safe house or do we got to go find him?
Silence. Oh, nice.
This is Dorophil's safe house. Shave and a haircut.
So will he be back soon or do we need to go get him and bring him back?
Steve Knox.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
I thought we were inside already.
No, you've walked up the sort of the ramp that leads to the entrance to this kind of, okay. It does appear to be these buildings crammed together, almost like apartment buildings. Most of them have steps going up to them. This one has this like ramp that kind of doubles back on itself. So you're under the cover of, say, the apartment complex, but you're not in the apartment room yet.
Okay. I thought we were
okay. Kaitoa raps on the door.
Okay. Who's rapping and what are you rapping out?
That.
Nice. Okay. So somebody got the 2 shaves and a haircut. Yeah. So you rap away and the bottom door snaps open remarkably quickly. You see what looks to be a sort of a blanket. And Gurm is, of course, at eye level with this lower door that's opened up. And you hear from inside,
Mickey, viens là-dedans.
And all of a sudden, the top door springs open, and it is extremely dark inside. All the curtains are drawn, all the shutters are closed, and in the middle of this, beautiful afternoon here, crisp though it is, I mean, you can barely see who's opened the door for you, but both sections of the match door swing open, and you hear just a bit of squeaking.
Would I be able to make out most of what's going on there? Because I got my dark vision, right? So,
totally good. Yeah.
Yeah, Rook. You see as you peer in, the person who's opened the door is a dwarf. What looks like sitting at a side table. He is open-handed, seems non-threatening.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna go in and gesture to everybody to come through with me.
I pick up Mickey and right away I say, like,
where do I put him? Put him on the bed.
Okay, I lay him down.
Come in, quickly. Everyone, come in.
I make sure Crisblade's, like, in the door.
Shut the door. Both.
Who's the last one in?
I was the first one through.
Yeah.
Steve is 16. I'm just kidding. Doors open.
Yeah, yeah. I walk up and I, like, shut both.
Okay, you slam the door shut, and it is now very dark in here. Extremely dark. Everybody's eyes who don't have dark vision are adjusting quickly, and as that does so, yet you see this dwarf with a long black pleated beard into one big pleat in the front, and he seems to be sitting at this side table looking at everybody up and down, silent.
Are you Dorfil?
Yes.
This man's bleeding out. Save him.
Mickey, have you done?
Yeah, there we go.
What have you done?
Mickey is not answering.
We've come a long way. We just saved this man's life. Please don't make it all for nothing. Stop this bleeding.
Take him now and turn him over. Turn him over.
I lift him up and rotate him.
This man will die.
No, he won't.
Are any of you healer?
No, but you are.
you heal this man.
No, I am not a healer. You're very secret knock, and your acquaintance with Mickey tells me something bad has happened. Always follows Mickey trouble.
Yeah, we noticed.
Is there a healer close by that could heal him?
And peut-être the temple. No,
Mickey told us to take him to you, man.
Yeah.
Why did Mickey want to come here?
Yeah, Mickey instructed us to bring him here.
He seemed like, that's why we thought you were a healer, because he was leading us here. We thought you could save him. If not, why did he bring us here?
Well, Mickey has been gone for months. I thought it was strange and I expected him back. Did he tell you he was coming here before or after these wounds?
Both.
During the wounding.
Yeah. Well, my house is safe.
What do you know about the poison scepter?
Whoa. Let's get Mickey stable first.
Well, maybe this is our new contact. Maybe Mickey knew he was beyond health. Maybe we just keep going without him.
Well, let's wait until Mickey dies if we go that path. Fuck, man.
I do like that he just said that.
Yeah, I don't have attachment to Mickey. I'm trying to play this neutral. So,
Well, if we're here and he's gonna die and you can't save him,
This wasn't Brayden saying that. That was straight up Belleg looking at Kaitoa, being like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah,
I'm here for answers. I don't have time. Yeah, we don't have time. Like, we either need to know whether we're saving this guy or he's getting us further into the Poison Scepter. If this Belleg is our
looks
new
at
contact,
Kaitoa, and he goes, "I just saw this fucker take 11 javelins to the chest and have the wherewithal to tell us where to take him. I want to save him. This guy's useful.
Yeah. And
pretty badass. Fuck the poison scepter for now."
Well, I think, if we are going to save him, though,
we need to find out how. We need to get someone going there, get someone here, or we need to bring him somewhere. We don't have a lot of time on our hands. Like, I've already burnt one of my potions.
Which is what we should be asking Torfil.
But unless we don't need him.
As you guys talk about this, Gurm sputters more dark claret onto the floorboards. And the question hangs in the air, Kaitoa. What do you know about the poison scepter? Dorophil's eyes flash quickly to you, Kaitoa, then to everybody in the room. Mickey, coughing, says, "Pop a cork! Don't hold out now! These potions!"
What did he say?
All right, I'm going to use my last... I was going to say, one of us needs to get a potion in this guy.
Yeah, all right, somebody crack... I mean, you guys are blasting through these, but I guess you bought them for good reason. Somebody roll the odds or evens to see if it was a particularly potent greater or just a normal.
I got one left, too. I got one left I'll use for sure. So if you're out, we're down to one...
Yeah, I'm down to one.
Okay, well then, if anyone else has one to spare, if not, I'll use my last one.
Steve hasn't used any yet. He can toss you one.
Okay, a couple of moments later, you are both producing healing potions. And does one of you want to just roll one?
Let's Steve
go odds first. Or evens? Yeah. Okay, go for it.
So odds are even.
Yeah.
On any die, or
and whichever if you come up your number, it's a greater healing. If it's not, it's a lesser healing. But I'll let you roll.
I am going odds.
So go odds on any dice.
Okay. That is a one. Yeah, got that.
Yeah. So it's a greater healing. So roll healing for Mickey for like the third time.
Yeah.
2d4.
2d4 plus 4.
Plus.
One and three, so eight altogether.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay, it seems now, even in the dark room, that this glowing vial transfers immediate vitality to Gurm, and although he's holding his gut, he rises up, and you can see some of these huge flesh wounds. Even some of the artery-piercing ones have closed up. It must have been in the last couple of seconds. So, now you guys are still in this darkened room. You had that question hanging in the air. And I just want to make sure, did I miss anything?
No.
Okay.
Is he still bleeding, or did all his wounds close up?
Other than holding his midsection, I mean, you guys see a revived Gurm, and sort of morosely, he grabs his pipe and sputters a bit, and looks across the room to Dorophil as he coughs a bit. Dorophil looks back at the four of you and says,
"Well, where I come from, we don't often see this sort of battlefield healing. Where do you come from, and what is your name?" "My name? I've told you already. Maybe. If I haven't, I'll say it now. Dorophil."
Robin, is this the moment you want us to introduce ourselves and our character?
Here we go. And now's the perfect time. Not at the toll bridge. And just tack on your level as if it's a hilarious meta joke. And he looks first to you, Kaitoa. And that, I mean, he's heard the question, but he definitely indicates he wants to introduce himself before this conversation goes on in his safe shack.
I guess the name I've adopted is Kaitoa Tata. I am the Warforged Barbarian level 4. My background is soldier, and my alignment is neutral.
Next, he looks to you, Rook.
Rook extends his hand out and says, "I'm Ekaruk Poonschley. I'm a level 4 blood hunter half-orc.
Did you go over and shake Dorfil's hand?
I did, yeah.
Okay, he doesn't get up. Furthermore, he looks to you, Beleg, and actually, Beleg, obviously, this is a moment where, you should obviously probably think about that a little differently, maybe given your, what you said before, but, and now he looks at you, Steve.
Sure, yeah. Hey, I'm Steve Tehuman. I'm a level 4 human ranger. I like your apartment. It's really nice. I'm neutral good, and I have an owl somewhere around here.
Well met, travelers. I don't see your owl. I see a badger.
No, by the way, this is Chris
with,
Blake.
With a blanket and in the corner, your name?
Me? And he looks to you, Beleg, nondescript human guy, with a arm full of armor.
What'd you find there?
Tap my fingers and I turn into Dorfil and go, ah, my name is Dorfil.
Is now the time for practical jokes? There's a man dying.
Dorfil cracks a smile. He's mightily amused, Beleg. Good.
And then I snap my fingers again, and I actually look like my true half-elf self. I say, hey, I'm Beleg Degar, the half-elf hexblade warlock, also level 4.
Dorfil is still chuckling a bit and smooths his pleated beard. He nods at you and says, to the room in general,
welcome. And to what do I owe the pleasure and the long-awaited return of Mickey Gnome?
Is Mickey conscious?
Yeah, Mickey's now slumped against the edge of this kind of, cot that you originally put him on. There's tons of blood on the sheets.
Yeah.
But, Gurm doesn't seem to be bleeding anymore. Although he looks absolutely awful, there's some life in him. And, you can tell. I mean, his eyes are up, and he's paying attention to the conversation.
I'd be like, Mickey, do you mind telling us why we're here?
I don't mind at all, now that I've got some life back in me, lads. I'm afraid that business on the docks was not entirely random. My friends here, Dorfil...
It didn't seem that random.
My friends here, Dorfil, fancy themselves a bit of investigators murderers, and I have experienced firsthand the bloods on the south docks of Pope. You tell me in the last 2 months, has it gotten worse? It's like a... And Dorfil shakes his head. I don't go down by the docks much, but there has been no real change in Paul since you left. No more of your disappearing people, your stolen witness, and there is only now celebration.
Celebration?
Celebration of what?
The new year, and every day, probably the rest of the week, we'll see many ceremonies at the three temples.
The three temples?
Yeah.
What about the question I've already asked you?
Yes. Mickey, are these ones you're looking for down south? Mickey nods his head and says, that's right, 4 black arrows in my investigative quiver. Dorfil, now be a good chap, Ben. Get me a point of ale. something strong.
Dorophil proceeds to look at all of you and ask you, Steve, if you can quickly go into the small kitchenette behind.
Gabas a tankard de verre.
Four cups, none for me.
And Mickey, you should not be drinking.
I look at the party of just like a look of doubt.
I don't trust anybody who doesn't drink.
Yeah, Mickey seems to be insisting that he wants a cup. And as you sit back down, Steve, can you roll perception real quick?
Yep. That's a 12.
Okay. As you pass by, you found a nice little kind of quarter size kegger of ale in the back. You've brought it out with some ceramic mugs. You notice that this blanket totally covers Dorophil's lower half as you walk past him.
The poison scepter. You said your name was Kaitoa, a southern name. The poison scepter. If you sang these two words together, then Mickey has already brought you along the garden path. Mickey, what do you suggest? Do you have a proposal for these four?
Mickey looks up and immediately says, I do. Will you hear it? Dorophil looks back and says very sternly,
I will.
And there seems to be an odd formality going on in front of you. But then Mickey goes back to normal paced conversation and says, well, these folks want to know who got their necks. I've told them there's one thing they must do, and it's hurt the people that are our enemies. There's one thing, the poison scepter, and any arrangement based on subterfuge and interrogation and spying does not want, and that is to be infiltrated itself. Then Mickey seems to have regained his vigor and starts speaking with a passion as he says, get to the bottom of the Black Arrow. And Dorophil clasps his hand on his lap and says, without hesitation,
you have my vote.
Oh, shit. Nice.
As quick as that, Dorophil removes the blanket from his lower half.
Just
the biggest rager.
Yeah. Dick. As side pipe, like down to the knee.
It's a double barrel shotgun.
Just the biggest side pipe hit. Rager.
And he has no legs. He seems to be in a contraption that.
Holy shit, we have maybe a Dorophil?
Maybe a couple of you have sort of seen in some of the larger cities, but he's in a contraption, you know, that you know is called a barrow chair.
I instantly like him because he's part machine.
One of us.
I instantly like all you.
And he looks to all of you and says,
well then, there are no secrets on the table here. I'm no adventurer anymore. But I can help you in here, your mission. What do you need?
Weapons. A mission.
Mickey, tell me more. Where have these clues led you, if not right back to the start? And where is the cornichon? The pickle.
The pickle needed to be disposed of.
What? By Mickey's orders.
We were told to dispose of the pickle, and we did.
She is gone.
Yep.
C'est la vie. Where and how long ago?
Probably about 20 minutes ago. And it got shoved off, and I believe there was an interaction at the docks. It may have been stolen, and it may have bursted into flames.
It may be on fire now as we speak. Yeah. Well, actually, we can probably look out the window. Is there a window?
Yeah.
We're pretty far away.
There are windows, but if you look out,
a bunch of buildings in the way.
You'd be mostly obstructed by the outer walls of Pole. Right. Okay, Mickey definitely takes note of that.
You did scuttle it. Is it certainly destroyed?
Nah, the best of our abilities.
Did you see it with your own two glass eyes, Mr. Construct?
No, because we were worried about you bleeding out and dying.
Righto. Well played. I just worry, folks.
We did our best, but really all we have is fire and brute force, and we just needed to stop you from dying, and we're here.
I'm glad you did, my friends. My brain has been putting it together since we've had our little, shall we call it, welcome party to Pope at the South Docks there?
Yeah.
Well, as fast as the raven flies, as fast as the pigeon flies, and I think I'm putting it all together now. There's been eyes on Match ever since you folk bounced out of the spider's web. And I'm afraid that we may have conflated my identity and the Poison Scepter's involvement with this whole thing. Probably better that the pickle's gone, but we better move quickly in Pope. I think this city is more owned than it was last year.
So, Mickey, you need to know that your name was used on the dock, Mickey, and not Gurm, but we killed everyone there, but there is one man who's gotten away, and we know where he is right now.
All right, then. You seem to be covering every angle. I'm impressed.
We need to go silence this man.
Steve, is Stolas still checking in on him?
Yep. Yeah, I left Stolas with the express.
He's been apprehended by city guards.
Fuck.
And he is being taken to the Plaza of Polb in shackles. There is great commotion and applause as he seems to be being led towards the middle of the plaza. It's getting close to about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Dorophil, in response to the ongoing conversation of the loss of the pickle, and does seem to be able to move around in his barrow chair. He goes to look out the window as well and begins to let some more light into the room.
So Steve, can we have Stolas overwatch him being dragged to the plaza to maybe see, like, is he going to be tried? Is he going to be hung? What's going on?
Yeah, well I guess...
Have you go out, do a stealth check, and throw a dagger through his head?
No, but if he's being hung for something, maybe we want to, like... That information's already out, but we just want to see why he's being hung.
Who is being hung? And Orophil hears you guys chatting about information that he doesn't understand. How do you know what's happening outside of here?
All right, so Steve imparts that information that Stolas gave him. That this one guy that we're chasing is being... pulled out by the constabulatory or the...
Beleg, you notice a strange sound coming from Rook, who has slumped over on the cot beside Mickey, and like Mickey, he does not look good. He took a lot of damage during the last encounter. Kaitoa, you nudge him in the ribs.
What do you want?
I know he's still not looking great. Rook unslumps and leans up against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The well, there's two hanging questions. Kaitoa, you asked about where to get weapons, and then the last thing, Steve imparting the information. Dorfil is still asking and looking to you then, Steve. You have a fifth member of your party? Where?
It's my friend. The owl. I told you, I have an owl.
Very well. The owl is not here. He's seeing the daily hanging. Yeah. You know this man?
We don't know him, but we met him on the
This is the man who ran from us on the dock that I was telling you about.
Daily hanging? Dorofil? I don't believe that was happening 2-3 months ago. What do you mean, daily hanging? Oh, it's now in public. It used to be not so popular, but people like the execution and keeps all of the brigands and the bandits in check. One a day. You see this going on now, very close to 1 o'clock. You will come off with the head.
Well, we want to make sure, like, Stola sees this guy die, because wasn't that the whole point, to make sure he's dead?
Oh. It will be very quick. There's no confession. Off with the head. It's chop chop. I think you have nothing to worry about if he's your enemy, but if he's your friend, I don't think you'll see him ever again.
I doubt that we can get any info off him right now of, like, trying to get him out of that situation.
No, it doesn't seem like there's a stealthy way of saving him and spending time enough to get him.
But we gotta make sure he dies. That's the only other thing. We need to make sure he's dead.
We can get the report from Stolas.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Other than that, I'd say, like,
where do we go from here?
Also, there was a weapon shop that I think we all want to visit.
Yes, and that was the other hanging question. The first words out of Dorofil's mouth are the wizard and spear, or you go further north to the armory, but if it's damage you want and magic inside a piece of metal, wizard and spear, famous. And famously priced, too.
Is there a good discount for Poison Scepter?
You have to earn 4 stamps before the discount.
All right. Yeah.
Here's some cards. And he hands you each, like, a sort of a wizard and spear purchaser card.
Yeah.
That being said, you do notice, like, he does seem to have his own card, which he puts back in his breast pocket. But, there's, Rook, who was sitting beside Gurm and passed out beside Gurm.
Yeah. I am a blood hunter.
And then you have, a feeble Gurm. And what do we call him? Running Randy being remote viewed by Stolas. Unless it wasn't clear, you essentially have witnessed some sort of a green lighting of your black arrow investigation now being sponsored or approved by the Poison Scepter.
Okay. So let's move to this weapon shop.
Yeah.
As you say that, you hear that big bell sound off in the distance. And this time, instead of once, it's just sounding off constantly. And Dorofil says,
that will be the heads off for him in about 10 minutes.
What do you guys think? Are we worried about this guy?
Well, let's keep an eye on him.
But he's gonna die.
Just make sure that his head does come off his body.
All right. So Mickey, are you okay? Are you alive? Like, is there anything else we can do? Or are you sustainable?
I'll be all right, but one thing, Kaitoa. Was that half Gurm, half Mickey? Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Michael Caine.
It was like the volume of Gurm with the Michael Caine cadence. Yeah. Kaitoa, one thing, you stick out like a sore fucking thumb.
Do I need to be worried about that?
You tell me, my friend. You tell me. I think one thing's for sure, though. I'm staying here for at least the next short rest. I've got to regain my hit points.
Well, I'm still okay. Ouch. But, yeah.
Ouchie. Lancy. Ooh. Like giant slivers.
Right.
Okay, so as Dorophil them wheels over and starts bandaging Mickey's midsection, where he took his most grievous wound, you four are definitely assured there is a public execution going on in Pole Plaza. Yeah. I don't even think if you hurried there, you'd make it in time. And no. The Wizard and Spear is both a place where Steve recalls, going. And also, you now have that pamphlet, which gives you a hint of the type of things they might have.
Oh, I've already got a list of what I want to buy, and I just want to get there while this execution is happening, because if I stand out, the best time we go is now, when there's a distraction. We can get out, get there, and get back, while everyone's, watching a public execution. I know what I want to buy already. Depending on... group party money, but
I know what I need or want.
So, are you guys moving back away from Dorophil's safe house? Safe shack?
If we can. If we can pass through the merchant's gate. But I don't know, what do you guys say? Do you want to move up there, or...?
Yeah, we got some shopping to do.
Yeah, I think we all should get there while there's a public execution happening. And we can get there, maybe do some shopping. Take this reference card.
Gotta get that sweet window during execution.
I like it.
Huzzah. Wonderful.
Okay, as you guys come up to Wizard and Spear, big, big windows in the front sort of advertise by name the items you might find inside. And there are huge wooden double doors, almost like to a stronghold. And indeed, right beside is a real stronghold, the Quartermaster's Barracks. You guys going into the Wizard and Spear?
Is there a close sign?
Before we go in, so the reason why Steve knows the Wizard and Spear is that he was delivering the 12 items, 12 packages, right?
That's right.
So, by that
you want to knock
indication, by that indication, they're probably attached in some way to the Black Arrow. So, are we going to walk in hoping that whoever works there doesn't know who we are?
I'm sure as shit not going to look like who I am.
I don't know if Kaitoa can... I think maybe that's what Mickey was insinuating, that if we just walk in and there's someone who knows who he is, I mean, there's not too many constructs walking around.
Okay, so...
Yeah, can you go in under a disguise and kind of suss out the feel?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Or what are you saying?
Well, what do we want to do here? Do we want to...
Do on a shop or investigate?
Yeah, I think there's some weapons that, really would help the party, so a lot of this I want to buy.
If you look at that pamphlet... There's some plus damage that I want.
Yeah. Or do we want to, Michael Douglas falling down, get in the place, take out the guy behind the counter, and...
Okay, and that's what I was just looking at when I said, is there an open sign? Because if we can flip it to closed, and we go inside, board up the place, and then we're just in a closed weapon shop. I was thinking that same thing, dude, about being like, do we just go in and lock the door and close the blinds? Like,
there is definitely a little candle on a pedestal outside that, you know, is kind of a universal, like, open sign. They're open.
And that's what I'm wondering is, like, do we blow this out and walk in? So I blow it out.
Military surplus store, right? That we
as we head in or think about heading in, I look at the party and I blow out the candle.
All right. This is happening now.
All right. This is the play.
So as you guys are entering here, you see a really, really large row of renditions. You're looking at renditions of all the things you can buy. And I mean, immediately, the one thing that strikes you about this place, it is high end and high security and very high presentation. There is, let's see, one or two large doors at the back, but you've walked into what looks like an unmanned first room, demo room, catalog room.
I walk up to the shopkeep and I say, as we like close the door behind us and like blow out the candle, say we're looking for a private shopping experience. And then I look at Delling and I just like, between the two, I'm like trying to have this conversation of like, we're closing your shop for the day.
Kaito is going all Kim Kardashian on this guy.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna happen. We need to get in here and out without anyone walking in. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to preserve some of our like.
We're looking
someone
for
random jumping in
for arrows.
There is a rather attractive looking, it looks like a female human who is in the garb of sort of like a sorcerer or a sorcerer's apprentice or something like that. And this is the person you're speaking to. And Kaitoa, are you rolling like intimidation or persuasion? Like, did you literally just like, have you indicated like, I snuffed out your candle, we've closed the shop, private shop? That's intimidation. Okay.
No, I would say more persuasion.
Okay.
It's like, I'm not trying to intimidate her. I'm trying to say like, we're here to spend some money. We don't want anyone to know we're here. We don't want anyone else in the shop. We're just looking for like a group buy event. And we're trying to like close the shop. So I'd say persuasion.
You guys. Okay, roll it up.
13 plus zero. Fuck. 13. It's not bad.
All of you see her reach kind of below the desk slowly, and she's not responding to you, Kaitoa. You guys have entered the shop in a very aggressive way.
Beleg looks at her and goes, don't mistake my construct's lack of tact. We're being serious. Yeah. All we want is a nice shopping experience right now, free of external distractions. I also do it persuasion.
Okay, better roll persuasion. Yeah.
Come on, Beleg.
That's a 15. 12 plus 3.
Okay, half orc, you've also entered with this crew. What are you doing as each party member takes a turn making an entrance into a store?
I am kind of just hanging back, kind of peering outside to make sure nobody's coming through, but also paying attention to how the interaction's going on the inside of the store here.
Okay, probably good. So you're up at the front keeping an eye out. Boy, it sure seems like you guys are robbing the place. Okay, Steve, what are you doing?
Oh man, I shouldn't open my fool mouth.
We have no means of robbing you. We have more than enough money to buy what we need. We're only here for supplies.
All right, somebody flip her a coin.
Do an internal charisma check here and see what it. Let's see it does. Okay. I guess I've got.
Let's pretty woman her.
I've got gold. I've just basically like a handful of gold that I've pulled out. And be like, I want to buy some knives.
Yeah. Big mistake.
Oh, okay. Her hand moves back from under the counter. And although this was a very strange way to enter a store, the gold speaks in match. Yeah, she claps her hands together and says, "Hail, fellow."
Fashion montage.
What sort of wares do you seek? Everything here can be bought from the front panels, and you can absolutely check them out in the back. Your friend at the door, is he joining us? And she still looks awfully nervous.
I'm gonna move towards her and kind of nod and flip her a copper and say, "Yep, I'm joining."
Oh, my lord. Thank you. Nobody else is in the shop at the moment, and she keeps looking over her shoulder and says with a bit of a shaky voice, "Not going to the execution, are we? Lots of fun."
We have it on cable.
The owl
I'm PBRing it right now. I'm gonna.
We've got a live feed.
Yeah, we have a live feed. Yeah, exactly. Do you want audio commentary?
And she's asked what you're looking for, and again explained that everything's out front. You've not seen prices displayed.
So should we, as far as buying, go through like an individual shopping list?
Should be asked to see their black arrows.
Right. Now, Steve, you asked about arrows, and she catches your eye and it immediately shouts into the back,
"Mem!"
Yeah, you hear her shout, "Mem."
Mem.
Mem!
And definitely seemed to take note when you said, any black arrows.
Mem?
A grizzled, wizard-looking character appears from the back room and strides up to the counter beside this first person you've met in the Wizard and Spear. And he looks at first you, Kaitoa, and then to the other members of the party, clears his throat.
What can I do here?
I want to buy a weapon off you.
Well, Leah can help. Leo, why have you called me up here?
And the woman seems now to be whispering something to the wizard.
I just look at Steve.
And he checks himself and then looks at you, Kaitoa, and says,
"Oh, lots of things in the catalog for a construct to wield, but you don't need my help," and quickly goes into the back.
Mem.
And I believe we got a reference from the Poison Scepter.
You have you got some Wizard and Spear frequent shopper stamp cards.
Yeah.
Other than that, no special pedigree from the Poison Scepter.
Mm-mm. Don't mention the Poison Scepter.
And you guys hear a door slam in the back. At the front, the storekeep that was called Leah opens up her own miniature version of the large catalogs you see out there and starts going through items that would surely interest, a construct. And in particular, you don't wear armor, do you?
Oh, do no. You wear armor, construct?
No, but do you have a shield? I didn't notice it in the pamphlet.
Shields are something we rarely carry. We have a large, large variety of armor with multiple properties. That's our specialty. But then again, there's a whole host of weapons and also items that can be worn without any sort of encumbrance to a weapon-wielding hand.
I was looking at the caustic hammer.
Oh, the caustic hammer. 150 gold pieces.
That seems far too expensive. Can I do a persuasion?
Sure.
Just to haggle with that price a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. As you roll persuasion, does Kaitoa have eyebrows? So you're like cocking an eyebrow at this price?
No, it's an even 13 of just like, I don't know if that's worth it. I like being in the military, I know the value of weapons and I know how a market works.
I love it.
I know you're charging more than what it's worth.
Being a military man, I'll give you the military discount.
Yeah, my military card, yeah.
25% off.
I look at Beleg.
Should I be addressing him or one of you gentlemen? Who controls him?
He controls himself.
I control myself. I want that weapon.
Beleg, what's the...
Oh, interesting. A sort of long-term golem. Oh.
What's 25% of 150?
Will that be 1.5 times 25?
It's like 30
bucks.
100,
yeah, off.
112 gold, and I'll even round down. 2 silver. Yeah.
Beleg, can we buy this weapon?
Mommy.
Come on, Daddy. Can I have this piece of candy, Daddy?
I want it, Daddy.
Daddy, I am pretty sure we found that in that pirate ship box. I'm going to buy this weapon.
How about everybody pick something that they want? We get a total sum.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah, good call. My apologies.
Yeah, so this store appears to have truly...
We're making a group purchase.
truly rare items. I mean, in the large cities in Baharu... Oh. It may be that you have a couple of stores that have a magic item or two. This truly seems to be a gem of, magically imbued weaponry. And to find sort of 20 or 30 items all together under one roof is almost unheard of.
Dude, there's a pickaxe that like adds color to Market's Way. I looked at that and I was like, that's going to be useful at some point.
Oh, the graffiti stick.
Yeah, the graffiti stick. I was like right there with like Bella going in that armor. If we could have like chiseled in like graffiti and being like, just go here. And we then can break up the party and have like a way that you know where to go.
No, that's pretty rad.
Those were the two items I really wanted. Yeah.
As you guys look over the catalog and the atmosphere is much, much reduced from that knife edge entrance into this shop, and you're taking out money to pay for your purchase, Kaitoa? Or you're going to wait for the group? Okay, yeah.
We're showing that we have money and we're like interested buyers, but we...
Okay.
I exclaim that we're going to do a group purchase. The whole party's buying... We're loading up kit, so that's the reason why we locked down the door. Okay. We're doing a massive group purchase.
Lovely. So everybody's well-absorbed and looking into their catalogs?
Yeah. I want to inquire in on the Regal breastplate.
I'm just looking at that, dude. Yeah.
Okay. You come up to the counter.
225 gold pieces.
a rare item with heritage.
Bellic, do you mind
what kind of heritage?
Pulling up a calculator and just like tallying this so you can discount it all?
That's goblin war armor.
Let's see here.
Goblin. 225.
I can if you want. I was just thinking you know what you have for bankroll.
I see you gave the construct a soldier's discount. What about a regal discount for a regal item?
I think we're going to like pool it all and then try and haggle a price.
Okay, as you guys are looking for discounts, right? Can everybody roll a constitution saving throw?
Oh, fuck.
Not 20.
Boom. Okay.
Yes.
Fucking hell. Holy shit.
Is anybody not 20 on RT?
Is anybody resistant to sleep?
Ooh. I don't think so.
No, I'm not, actually.
I got a 15.
Oh, okay.
16.
20, 15, 16. Bellic, what'd you get, buddy?
4.
Robin, I nat 20'd, oh, wait, no. And I'm immune to sleep.
Magic can't put me to sleep.
Yeah. Nice, okay, so that's what I was asking. Does anybody have immunity to sleep?
I do as well.
Bellic does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
Kaitoa and Bellic and Rook, you were talking about paying. Rook and Steve, both of you start swooning and immediately are looking for something to hang on to in this store.
It's a silent alarm.
Rook and Steve, that's where you're at. Just feeling the effects of something powerful. And Kaitoa and Bellic, you see your companions start to kind of grab for the air around them. And as you look back, Leah has disappeared into the back of the room.
Ooh.
And folks, that is where we're going to leave you tonight in the front room of the Wizard and Spear.
God damn it.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. What? I'm stealing what I said, no matter what.
Well, I guess we're going to find black arrows after all.
Hey, none of us asked, like, what's the deal with black arrows, man?
Steve,
we all heard it. We all heard it, but it was like, I looked at the pamphlet. Black arrows could have been in there. Maybe he's just really keen on black arrows.
Yeah, I prefer black arrows. They're harder to find after you've shot
them. They're way better. Yeah, way better.
Very in character.
Steve shouldn't talk. There's one thing we haven't learned, we should have learned by now, is that Steve should not be the face of this group.
You guys are so good at killing. Yeah, I mean,
a hunch we're going to kill people pretty soon.
Yeah, sounds
good. Yeah,
we're very good at killing everything.
That's why we're in the Poison Scepter. To kill people. I mean, a few of us are asleep, but...
fuck, I'm out of spell slots. I just realized we haven't had a rest yet.
Yeah.
Yes, this is
true. My hit points are still pretty low from the last one, so I'm not...
And yeah, I mean, fuck, Rook was so exhausted. Yeah, he passed out on the day bed there with Mickey for a sec.
Yeah, that's right. Chuck, did I get some hit points for that?
Oh no, that's not short. That's
that's a short rest.
That's too short. But I mean, you know, you guys are definitely going strong. I mean, that was a hell of a fight.
I have a weapon that I want, but there's like a ton of mail and armor and leather studded armor and leather armor and like a bunch of shit. There's a bunch of glaives and a maul or a macer maul, a maul that I think causes necrotic damage. That looked fucking badass.
Yeah, there's a few things. That was it, that Jester's brand too?
Yeah. But it's only on a crit though, I think.
Yeah.
All those healing gauntlets.
Yeah, the healing gauntlets. Yeah.
Yeah. That regal breastplate. I was like, oh, I gotta grab that.
Also, I don't know how much Steve makes it useless, but the tiara of topography or whatever is
Where you record everything you see.
It's a pretty rad little item, but I think Steve might make it redundant.
Yeah.
I have a built-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to ruin a cool item, Steve.
I was looking at a couple. I mean, just in general, a breastplate is better than what I have. So for me, the one that showed up that would be kind of cool, like the first chain shirt is nice. I get a +1 bonus to initiative rolls, but I kind of already have advantage is just be padding like a heavy, heavily padded skill already. I like the burglar's breastplate though, the +1 of dexterity, sleight of hand checks.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad one.
Plus it's just a breastplate already, so that's a AC bonus and our little dex bonus to doing something that I'm not proficient in currently. There's the tracker scabbard +1 to wisdom survival checks, which would be awesome. It means like I could have it. I don't actually need to. It's not like a weapon where you have to actually use it to get some of the effects. Just have it on you. So that's pretty awesome too.
The Reaper's Orb's pretty sweet too. Get an advantage on death saving throws.
Yeah, I saw that one as well.
The mournful breastplate, like that whole, you get a +1 if anyone goes down.
Also tempting. Hasn't happened yet, but.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, but I mean, like,
rough. The question is it stackable?
Yeah. Yeah, if like 4 people go down, do you get +4?
You can't fucking touch me!
Yeah. Hid! Soon! Yeah,
yeah, the dynamic collar.
Yeah, the
charisma saving.
Yeah, guys. I looked at that.
Good.
Yeah. That'd be great for you.
Well, it basically evens out. I would have a 0 instead of a -1.
Yeah, wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, I would. I think that's like a breastplate and like a little bit kick up to a sleight of hand check.
I think everyone's got 2 since I don't need like armor or anything like that. Really all I want is that like +1 to like I think acid damage. That's the best one I think I can see. Other than that graffiti axe I think for the party would be pretty sick.
For the glaive, like for the, you don't need a spell casting focus to cast your spells, do you, Bellic?
No, my spell casting focus is the scar on my finger.
Right.
It works beautifully.
Okay.
This new growth pairs lovely with this broccoli crown that I'm eating because I didn't go grocery shopping.
I hope it's not because you taste cooked vegetables in the new growth.
No. Way too much hop in that beer to detect DMS.
Yeah. At least that had to throw in the craft beer nerd moment.